You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Surprise! And welcome to a bonus episode of Around the Sun, as created by yours truly, Brad Forenza. This epilogue, Be Here Now, stars Marsha Mason and Austin Pendleton. Consider it our parting gift. Happy holidays, happy new year, peace on earth, goodwill towards all. Somewhere at the edge of the universe, the Star Keeper hangs several stars in the sky. Her space is lit by the magic of an endless starry night.
I used to count dozens of stars in the sky. Sometimes, on crystal clear nights, I could see hundreds, so bright and bold. Like my father used to make me feel. And the funny thing is, there were always more to be seen, beyond the clouds, beyond the horizon, beyond the comprehension of any human mind. There's always more of us to see. It's just a matter of perspective. You see, out here, everything is infinite. Everything goes on forever in all directions, even the stars. Tonight, I have to fire up some new ones. We're starting here, though, where we are now. I've been waiting for this one.
A man enters, holding something that resembles a beachcombing metal detector from yesteryear. It beeps continuously as the man probes around the space. Then, the beeping dies.
Crap.
Hello?
Hello.
Trouble?
Trouble.
A lemon?
A lemon.
What is it?
A memory detector pulled me all the way out here and just crapped out.
A memory detector? You don't see many of those anymore. Does that mean you're looking for your memories?
I seem to have lost them along the way.
Oh, not much luck with that detector, I suppose.
Not yet, but I was close. I could feel something.
Feel what?
A force and energy, so if you'll excuse me.
Well, if it stopped beeping, perhaps you've already found what you're looking for?
Impossible. There are no memories under the surface here, just batteries and bottle caps, I guess.
Well, you can't know that for sure. Stay a while until you're absolutely certain you've excavated everything there is to excavate.
Do I know you?
I know you.
That's not funny. How would you like it if your entire essence were reduced to sleeping and breathing? Being fed through a machine because you forgot how to swallow, let alone how to use a knife and fork, without any memories. I'm as useful as that detector.
A lemon?
A lemon.
Life is a lemon. A little sweet, a little sour. That's the cosmic dance.
A metaphor?
A metaphor. We have lots out here.
I have to go. It was nice meeting you.
You mean you'd let a memory detector drag you clear across the galaxy just to walk away from where it first pulled you? That's the kind of excavator you are?
Look, I told you I don't know who I am. I don't know anything about anything anymore. So goodbye. Drag me clear across the galaxy? What did you mean by that?
Be here now and I'll show you.
How do you know me?
I'm your star keeper. I've been curating your stars.
What does that even mean?
When we transition, our memories become stars, intermediaries, to help connect us with the physical world. Look over there, that star, that is my 9th birthday. Oh, I'm all dolled up because both of my grandmothers, maternal and paternal, are taking me out for lunch. Aren't they beautiful?
Am I dead?
A star, an intermediary, can live for billions of years before it truly fades into night. I've been spreading your memories across hundreds of thousands of stars for a long time now.
I think I'm dead.
transitioned.
But I'm not ready to be dead. I've been waving around this asinine contraption, trying to gain some semblance of things, and now you tell me I'm nothing.
Carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen, that's what you've always been. Star stuff.
I didn't agree to have my memories strewn all over the place like some wet towels in a locker room. I wasn't finished.
Are human beings ever really finished?
Not even a rebuttal?
Put your detector down. Stay a while.
Well, I'll be damned.
Help light the way for the people you love.
Where are they?
What?
My memories.
When you look into the universe, what do you see?
Picturesque, but very barren.
That one over there is your childhood dog. She's older now, and you've lifted her into your bed for the night. Her body rises and falls heavily as you pet her hair over and over again, memorizing her texture and smell before you fall asleep. Oh, you love her very much.
I had a dog?
Oh, that one is your son, standing in his doorframe and telling you for the first time that he wants to work independently. But how desperately we still want to help.
Me?
Yes, Harry.
Harry, is that who I was?
Oh, don't worry so much about who you were. Just be here now, and it'll come to you.
Your hand is so warm, and mine is so cold.
Tell me what you forgot first, second, and last. That way we can retrace everything, all the way to the beginning, until the sky is awash in your memory.
I should warn you, many have tried and failed to help me.
Small things were the first to go, weren't they? People's names, where the keys were.
And why I went to the grocery store.
What did you lose next? Patience?
Words.
Mondays?
Tuesdays.
Seasons?
Years.
And what did you lose last, Terry? Tell me the absolute last thing you remember. You can do it, Harry.
I can't.
You can. Just be here now. What was the last thing you remember?
You.
Me?
I always knew I belonged to you. Then you were gone.
I'm here now, Harry. So let's make the most of it while time is on our side.
What star is this, Marge? It's so cold. Why do you always bring me out into this cold?
It's the reservoir, Harry. I know you like looking at the reservoir, so close your eyes. And I'll warm you up a nice cup of cocoa.
Wait a minute. You didn't think we'd leave without saying goodbye, did you? Thank you to our listeners, cast, and creative team for making Around the Sun what was once a dream become a reality. Around the Sun is dedicated to the memory of my dad, Ronald Lowell Forenza.
Michael Rory, the boat ashore, hallelujah. Michael Rory, the boat ashore, hallelujah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.